Ultra Machining, this is Don.
Hey Don, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing well, doing well. Wondering if you had a few minutes.
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. First of all, how you feeling about that election?
Oh, man. What a relief. I haven't actually slept. I was up all night watching it, and then I couldn't go to sleep.
Wow, yeah. What a really close election, huh?
Yeah.
Talk about drama all up in it, but...
oh, man, they just wouldn't do that last call.
I know. That's what I heard. I ended up falling asleep. I couldn't stay up, but...
Yeah, I watched his acceptance speech and everything.
Nice.
Yeah.
Big win, that's for sure.
Huge. Oh, yeah.
So, hopefully now we see some change, huh?
Yes.
That's the goal here, so everyone gave him a shot. Now they want to see some action. I think that was the main reason. You know, people were tired of nothing changing, and they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's see what he can do.
Yeah. What's interesting, a lot of the counties in California were red.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the big, you know, San Francisco, L.A., and, you know, that's where all the big population, but the... You know, the smaller cities in California, they were for Trump.
I know. And didn't he win? He won
that.
Nevada as well.
No. Hillary won Nevada and Colorado.
Oh, okay.
And right now, as of when I watched last, Arizona, he's got a big lead, but they didn't call it yet for some reason. Arizona's real slow.
Did he end up winning Michigan?
Pardon me?
Did he end up winning Michigan?
Not. They haven't called it yet. He was, you know, only a half a point ahead.
Okay. So what really brought him over the top? Was it Pennsylvania?
2020. Yeah, he had 254, and then Pennsylvania got him 274, and then there was another small state. It's done except for the final total. He's liable to end up with over 300.
Wow. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens now. You know, that's all we can do now is just kind of sit back and wait.
Yeah.
But I'm sure business owners are thrilled right now. And, you know, our phone lines are actually kind of blowing up right now. People are looking to...
It's amazing. All my customers, every one of them were Trump. I have... not talk to any customer that, you know, so, you know, it's just a business thing.
It's a business thing. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what it came down to was the bottom line, you know, like everybody's like, hey, I'm tired of being broke here and we want to see a change and tired of paying some ridiculous taxes and, you know, like let's get over this. You know? Yeah. All of it, you know, so.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, hey, I wanted to go over some numbers with you.
Okay, I've got a pen and a paper.
Okay, so
and
let's
a phone.
See. Okay, so I got a 18-month option, and then I have a 9-month option for you.
Okay.
Okay, so
all right.
Let's see here. All right, so the 18-month for $50,000. Your total payback would be $75,000. Okay, over 18 months. That equates to around $4,166 a month. And then broken down, don't quote me on this, 100% is $198. That could change a few dollars. But the number I got is $198 a day, Monday through Friday. Not including weekends or holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for the 9-month program, we can do $48,500. Okay. And that one, the payback is $66,000. 930.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 354 a day, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that interest rate is way up there.
Yeah, it's high, but here's what it came down to, Don, is your credit score. You know, it's just there's nothing else we could have got. Yeah, at a 586, there's not many options out there.
Yeah,
you know, like we tried for the other programs, and you just won't qualify for a traditional bank loan. Nobody's going to get you a line of credit. So with this loan, what's great is, hey, you're getting it before the end of the year. You can take advantage of Section 179. You're building your business credit. You're getting your foot in the door with us. So that way you're able to build a relationship and get better programs and rates next time around.
Yeah. No, I've got a pass on this. It wouldn't make business sense to me. Yeah, I don't need to do this.
Okay.
It doesn't make any business sense to have that kind of a interest rate. You know, it just doesn't make sense. I'm better off not doing what I wanted to do.
Project.
Because it doesn't make any sense. It's too much interest.
Well, what do you?
Any profit I made would be just paying it back. So,
but don't you think?
Totally.
Don't you think, though, once you have the product line, that it'll actually help grow your business? Maybe the first 18 months, you know, you may not have.
I'll do it another way. I'm not going to get involved in something like this. There's no way.
Just too much
for
you?
Too high. Oh, well, I'm not going to pay 40% interest rate.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me see. Let me go back to the underwriter, give him the feedback here, and see what he says, and I'll give you a call back. See what are you thinking of? What are you trying to get? Keep in mind, you have that 580 credit score, right? So that's the tough part.
If they can't help, they can't help. I won't do it.
What are your other options?
I don't need to do this. I don't need to do this. You know, it isn't like I'm. Yeah, you know, so. Yeah,
what are your other options, though? Are you just going to not do the project?
No, I'll gradually do it.
Gradually?
Yeah, sure. We order material all the time.
Uh-huh.
We have $3,000 worth of material coming in today. You know, it's like all the time I got material for projects. This was a new project, you know, that we had already developed. But no, I can't do this. I wouldn't, you know, there's no way. You know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let me see what I can do, Don, and I'll give you a ring back.
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.